kids in Regina sleeping in this morning. Saskatoon, today is the last official day of school before summer break. And some of the other parts of the province, they got to wait till tomorrow. Tomorrow's the last day of school. I think about the last day of school, the excitement that comes with that. It usually also meant you were bringing a report card home, which you threw in your gym bag or your knapsack and forgot to tell mom and dad about it till midsummer. Or maybe mom and dad reminded you they wanted to take a look at that report card when you got home. Speaking of report cards, we do that for our country from an economic standpoint as well. In fact, Deloitte Canada will do this on a regular basis. Take a look at Canada's economic outlook, and they just actually came out with a report this week called Tariffs, Trade, and a New Path Forward. The report, again, from Deloitte Canada, provides audits, assurance, consulting and tax-related services. And according to the report, Saskatchewan's once again expected to lead the pack in economic growth. So I love that for our province. I think it's great. Report highlights some challenges and some opportunities facing the national economy. And I'm happy to invite our next guest into the program, Chief Economist for Deloitte Canada. Don Desjardins is joining us by phone today. Don, thanks so much for joining the program.
Thanks for having me, Evan.
So you just released this new report, Tariffs, Trade, and a New Path Forward. It came out yesterday. What exactly does the report explain, Dawn?
Well, I think our main point is that Canada right now is in a soft patch for economic activity. We're feeling the pressure from tariffs, even just the threat of tariffs, and that has really weighed on both business and consumer confidence. And as a result, we're seeing in the data weakening in the pace of economic activity. But we're also looking at making some assumptions about what could be a catalyst for growth. And when we look at it from that lens, we do think that we will continue to benefit from the Canada-US-Mexico trade agreement. And by that, I mean right now, if companies are sending goods to the U.S., that are compliant with that agreement, they go tariff-free. And we think that will become a little more solidified in the months ahead, and that's what we're assuming in this report. Furthermore, we do think that governments are looking at ways to help Canada improve its productivity, because as we know, Canada's productivity performance over recent decades has been quite deteriorating. Mm-hmm. So that's what we're expecting, all of these factors to come together and really see our economy pivot to a stronger growth trajectory.
Don Desjardins is my guest, Chief Economist for Deloitte Canada. When you see something like weakening economic activity, it leads me to the question, so what do you mean by that? And what that leads to the question, what are you measuring? How are you coming up with the assessment that you've got in this report?
Well, we look at a few things. First of all, we look at the fact that we have seen such a significant drop off in our exports. When we look at January data, just as I'll give you a guidepost, and we saw really strong exports as companies on both sides of the border try to front run tariffs, which were looming. So now as we've moved forward, we've seen a significant drop off in terms of our export activity. And when exports are declining, of course, businesses get concerned and they're not as willing to invest and they're not as willing to hire. And we're seeing that in the employment data as well. Employment has really not done anything overall in the country. February, March, April, May, really nothing. A little bit of a decline, actually. And the unemployment rate has risen to 7%. So those are data points which we can point to and say, okay, this is slow economic activity, risking a negative quarter for GDP. And that's actually what we think is going to materialize. We'll have a negative quarter in the second and the third quarter. Not huge declines by any stretch, but nonetheless, weak economic activity. We also look at confidence measures. And there, you're just seeing real concern by both businesses and consumers. And so when consumers are concerned, they tend to hold on to their money, not spend, not buy new homes. And that's also what we're seeing in the data.
I mean, it's very similar, just on a different scale, when you're talking about investment in, for example, infrastructure or companies in the country and the way us as individuals manage our personal expenses. It's all based on feelings. And if you're feeling fearful, you're likely not to step out and spend the dollar. I feel like those two are really tied together very closely.
Yes, that's exactly it. And, you know, sometimes it lags and sometimes something happens that suddenly either improves or makes the outlook deteriorate. And you see that reaction, you know, as people either spend more or pull back more. So at this stage, you know, we do think the consumer will continue to spend. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to be spending robustly.
So if we stay on the national level just for another second, because I want to get to Saskatchewan in a second, but are there parts of our economy federally, like nationwide, that you would consider strongholds that we worry less about and other parts that might be more at risk given this current financial picture?
Yeah, I mean, certainly when we think of what's at risk, well, where do we have the tariffs being applied right now? Well, steel and aluminum, lumber, and finished automobiles. So we certainly have seen significant pressure in those industries. And what typically happens is that's where you are seeing the job losses. And that ripples out through the rest of the economy because if I don't have a job in this sector, I may not be going to restaurants. I may not be buying clothing. So you see some of the services sectors being hit by that as well. So it ripples out. Now, when we're thinking about where we're not seeing it, you know, certainly some industries, oil and gas, for example, you know, where you are continuing to see flows of exports out of our country because we're not, as I say, being tariffed at this time, you know, we're still seeing production. So that's giving a bit of a lift to economic activity. The housing market, though, soggy, and we're not seeing as much construction activity. Now, this is all at the national level. Mm-hmm. You know, just so that again, that sogginess is what really permeates and then impacts many of our services sectors of our economy.
Don Desjardins is my guest, chief economist for Deloitte Canada. I've talked to enough economists to know that my next question is going to maybe take you out of your comfort zone a bit, because I know economists like to read reports and don't like to look into crystal balls. But I'm going to say we just now have heard this week the prime minister talk about this 5% investment mm-hmm. in defense. So if you are looking ahead, do you see that having, I'll just say, an impact on next year's report?
Well, certainly. If we already knew that our government was going to increase our spending on defense to equate to 2% of GDP this fiscal year. So that was already ramping up. And so if we are going to continue to see this increase in defense spending, it all depends on exactly what that means in terms of where is the money going exactly and how is it being financed. That will dictate how much spinoff it will have in other parts of the economy. But in general, I would say, yes, we'll see, you know, some support for economic activity because we've seen increased government spending. Now, if it comes with a lot of other cuts in other areas, again, that mitigates some of the upward pressure that mm-hmm. we see on the economy.
Don Desjardins is my guest. Off the start, I kind of equated this to the report cards we brought home from school as kids. So what we always want to know is, how is our child doing, and how is our child doing compared to the other kids in the class? So how is Saskatchewan doing in this report, Don?
Doing well. Certainly, we have Saskatchewan, you know, second fastest growing province in the country in 2025 in our forecast. And this comes off a very hot 2024. Because we look at, you know, exports, and when we think about what Saskatchewan sells, you know, uranium, oil, potash, you know, lots of things that, well, are not necessarily being tariffed right now. And for potash and oil, even if it does come to pass that we don't have this improvement in our relationship or more stability in our relationship with the U.S., they will be tariffed at a lower rate of 10% compared to 25% for other goods. So these are factors that we think are putting the province in good stead. Additionally, lowest unemployment rate in Canada. Job vacancies are actually up. We saw that data just this morning. And this is all supporting consumers, consumer spending, and housing starts are picking up because the province has relatively good affordability conditions. So you're seeing a housing market that's, you know, still doing okay, mm-hmm. Where many other markets are really under significant downward pressure. So a lot of these factors suggest that this is going to keep the province in pretty good stead compared to many others.
Right. Don Desjardins is my guest, chief economist for Deloitte Canada. So in terms of who your audience is. When you put together this report, again, the report's called Tariffs, Trade, and a New Path Forward, who is your audience, and what can be done with your report? How can it be used to inform decisions that need to be made that are clearly in support of positive momentum economically?
Yeah, I mean, it is for our clients, businesses that we deal with, which, you know, span across the country and across all industries. And it's really to help navigate through these difficult choices that they're having to make. And so we're trying to give them some context. You know, should they, you know, are they an outlier? Is it only their company that's feeling the weakness? You know, we're trying to give perspective on macroeconomic indicators that allow them to make real-time decisions about investment, about hiring. So this is our goal of our report, and we certainly try to provide that type of overall framework for them as well. You know, we try to provide some scenarios. You know, what if we see tariffs go back to 25% across the board? What could that mean for our economy? And to, you know, spoiler alert, it's not good. We would see the economy shrink quite considerably. So that is the aim of this report, is to provide context so people can make decisions thinking, okay, I agree that's the most likely scenario, or that assumption makes a lot of sense to me or doesn't. And that allows them to, with their planning, you know, hopefully take how we're analyzing the economy into consideration.
Is your report publicly available?
Yep.
Through the website?
Yes.
Good stuff. Okay, well, Dawn, we appreciate you giving us some time today. Thanks so much for taking the call.
Thank you so much.
Dawn Desjardins, Chief Economist for Deloitte Canada. If you want to look up the report, you can go onto Deloitte's website and check out the report. Tariffs, Trade, and a New Path Forward. As much as it's directed at and a communication to their clients, there's always, of course, the hope that policymakers will take these types of calculations into consideration when they're making decisions about steps forward, trade agreements, policy to incentivize growth within our province and our country. All of those factors, very, very important. And so the report card, not bad. Room for growth, needs improvement is what Canada got. Meeting expectations and maybe in some cases exceeding is what Saskatchewan got. So all in all, we have to feel good about that. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.